What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex of MarshMakesArt.com and DonkeyJawProjects.com. Two URLs, one site. I keep saying them, though, because I want people to recognize those titles, you know. Donkey Jaw Projects, it's like kind of two brands, but they're the same, but, you know, kind of two different approaches or two different branches or something. I don't know. But anyways, so there's that. And, you know, how you guys doing? I'm doing okay. I wanted to record, I forgot, you know, kind of to make a podcast last week for this week. So, hopefully I can record this and get it out. Unfortunately, it is while I'm driving, but I'm in traffic, so hopefully the sounds aren't too loud, and I might have to pause this and continue at some point, and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, today I just wanted to talk about, you know, kind of being sideswiped by life, you know, and how that happens for people. And, you know, man, it's happened for me plenty of times, and kind of this whole year has been like that for me. I've been going through depression and anxiety and just issues, you know, that have been debilitating to the point where I was, you know, it kind of happened right after I took on a second job. So it was like, man, I was working, you know, like 12 hours, 15 hours, however long it was, you know, a day. And I don't even know how I got up out of bed, you know, because I was so just feeling sick and I lost weight and I was not doing good psychologically. Just pushing through doing what I had to do, though, because, you know, what can you do? You feel like crap, you still got to do the things you got to do. But it stopped me from doing art. You know, my goal was to do a half an hour a day, every day, of something creative, right at the beginning of the year, every single day. It wasn't 100 days of making comics at that point, but it, you know, it started out as me just trying to learn guitar, and then that kind of ended, and I was starting to get back into doing comics, and then that's when I got the anxiety stuff hitting really hard, and so I kind of freaked out for like a month or two, and didn't really do anything, and besides just my responsibilities. And luckily, with the help of, you know, doing some soul searching, a lot of prayer and, you know, meditation on the scriptures and, you know, just talking to people and figuring out some kind of psychological strategies. And also moving forward with creativity has played a part, helping me to kind of dig myself out of a hole. Like, literally, it kind of felt like I was buried 6 feet under and I had to, like, scrape my way to the top type of thing. And, you know, it's tough, and sometimes I get kind of re-hit by it and have to kind of dig my way out again. But now I kind of have a little bit more tools to do it, and the hits don't go so deep, maybe. So, you know, kind of one of my big strategies is to kind of just keep pushing on, keep pushing forward. And the creative projects are part of that. And so, you know, I was kind of going through it again this weekend, and I think that's part of why I forgot about the podcast. But I feel a little better, and, you know, or I should say last week. The weekend is when I kind of dug out a little bit, but I ended up focusing on other things than art, you know, and my comic and all that, even though I did do my half an hour each day, but it was like almost barely doing it. I think I kind of needed to take a minute to do some other things. Plus there's this piece of art that I want to get done, but I wanted to record it on video and I was having a hard time doing that. So I was like, well, let me research, you know, how I can get a better overhead setup so I can record these things a little easier. And so I figured that out, but then, you know, now it's something I have to create, which I already kind of mostly created. I'm waiting for some parts to come in, to finish it up. There's an accident over here. That sucks. Looks like everybody's hopefully okay, but it's part of why we got traffic. but anyways, so, you know, and also the piece that I was working on, I mean, luckily I wasn't very far along on it anyways, but, like, at some point, like, some barbecue chip crumbs got on it, and, like, you know, that caused, like, an oil spot, and, then, like, I just spilled water all over it, which would be kind of okay, because it is watercolor paper that I was using. I think it was, at least. Maybe it wasn't, now that I think about it, because this piece, I don't know. Anyways, I have to redo it, which is fine, because I didn't get that far anyways, but it's just, like, another setback or whatever. So, you know, hopefully I can start back up on that. And I really want to video it, but at this point I want to get it done, you know, because it's for somebody and it is a little time sensitive. I want to get it done, so if for whatever reason I'm not able to get the video stuff together, I'm just going to do it. And, you know, as much as I want to video, like, everything I do with art and put it out there, you know, I have two jobs, and I have limited time, blah, 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 blah. So, we shall see. I also want to, and another thing is I've been trying to do this vlog, and I've been, you know, I was recording a lot of stuff, just kind of leading up to, you know, finishing a vlog, and I already put most of it together, but how I wanted to end it was, I want to do some video of me cleaning the studio and also of me putting this overhead thing together, because I talked about it, you know, in the vlog. And, you know, so I want to show the finished thing. So I'm kind of waiting until I get the pieces so I can put this overhead setup together and then show a video about that and maybe end it with some art making or something, you know. So there's that. So that vlog hopefully will be up soon, and that's like throughout a couple weeks, or now it's like 3 weeks, you know, it's going to take long, way longer than I expected, just because I want to end it a certain way, so, whatever, it's fine. Kind of a Gazbot style vlog, or, you know, Holly Brown, or something like that. If you don't know Holly Brown, is one of the new 100 Days of Making Comics people, and she does like a weekly vlog, you know, like I said, kind of like Gazbot, where she just kind of clips together a bunch of pieces of her week, you know, of doing art, all of the things she does, and really awesome. I love, love, love her stuff. And unlike a lot of us who are like very, you know, I don't want to say PC, you know, politically correct or whatever, but, like, you know, we try to, like, kind of not show some of the more negative things, a lot of us, or if we do, it's like just a small part. And I'm not saying she's negative at all, but she's not afraid to say exactly what she's thinking about whatever situation, and it's actually kind of refreshing, you know. not that I'll start, you know, being like that, just because I have a certain approach, and I like my approach. I'm being me, you know, when I do my thing, and I do put a lot out there, and I am very honest, and, you know, I think I come off authentic. I'm not trying to be authentic, I'm just being me, and that should come off authentic, because if I'm being me, that's what authentic means. So anyways, but there's, I guess, a couple things. Some things I try to hold back. I just don't want to be super negative, so I try not to be. And like I said, I'm not saying she's negative. She just tells it like it is. And a lot of times she's very positive, and I love to see. I love her viewpoint. It's a little bit different than a lot of us who have been involved in this community. And it's, like I said, it's refreshing, you know. And so I dig that. And I also am very inspired by how much she puts out. She just produces like no other, you know, like she's putting together a comic, a sketchbook. She's got all kinds of Etsy products. She's, you know, working on animations, and she's producing, you know, and she's also going to school online. And I love it. It's so inspirational. After I watch one of her videos, I'm like, I got to make more things, you know, because I'm like, it's so awesome. Like, I love it. So anyways, yeah, Holly Brown, check her out on YouTube. It's HC Brown, but, or Holly Brown, you know, I think she'll probably come up if you put either of those things in. Yeah, she actually just interviewed Scott Cirklin. She started up this podcast too. So check that out. It's just called Art Chat, which is really cool. I like, it's simple. Maybe a little generic, but I don't mind that. I like that. It's a great title. So being sideswiped by this stuff and by crazy stuff in my life, and man, like, I don't know how much I don't think I got into it yet, because I actually started recording one and something happened, so I had to like stop it, so I kind of re-recording things. But you know, I've been noticing. You know, actually, Kenny Keene just came out with a video, and I've just been noticing, like, so many of my art buddies online and just even in real life, man, are just getting hit hard with life things, you know, breakups, divorces, just crazy stuff, and, like, just stuff that is totally changing people's lives, like, 100%, and it's, like, the heartbreak, and, oh, man, like, I hate to see my friends getting hurt and having to deal with these kind of things, you know, and I'm dealing with my own stuff too, you know. You know, I got my psychological stuff, but, you know, also, you know, my wife is in pain all the time, you know. She's debilitated because of it. She can't work, she can't drive, she can't sometimes, a lot of times, even get out of bed, and you know, she just, it sucks for her. Like, I hate that she has to go through this, and, you know, and I have to do a lot of things too to, you know, take care of her, and I'm happy to do it. And we're both in it for the long haul. You know, we were serious when we set our vows, you know, through sick or, you know, through rich or poor, sick or healthy, or however that goes, you know, the idea of it, you know, we both are 100%, you know, we're doing this to the death, you know, and she's had to deal with plenty of my craziness and stuff, and, yeah, and you might not think it, but I've put her through some stuff, you know, so, and she's 100% down, you know, and, man, she's awesome, and I don't know what I'd do without her, you know, and We just take care of each other, and, you know, sometimes, you know, not everything's perfect. We have our fights and whatever, just like anybody. We go through a lot of stuff, stuff that could even end relationships, but we're sticking to it, you know, and you know, and I'm not saying, like, crazy stuff like cheating on each other or, like, you know, just that crazy stuff, but, like, you know, we have gone through the typical, you know, relationship stuff, and, you know, sometimes to an extent where, I'm almost surprised we're still together, but there's never been a question. Like, we never used the D word, the dirty D word, and we never will, you know. We just both know we're in it for the long haul, so it's like, that's not even ever a worry. But, you know, we go through stuff, and it's been plenty hard, you know. So there's circumstance and there's psychological things. And, you know, how do you get through all that stuff? You know, I don't know. I mean, I do know. For me and my wife, it's a lot of prayer. It's a lot of, you know, talking to other people, you know, at church and just friends and things like that. And being, you know, getting closer with each other. And, you know, and also, like, for her, she likes to do, like, makeup vlogs and makeup videos, and that helps her in having, you know, she's built up some friends online as well, and so that kind of helps since she can't really get out of the house too much. You know, family is a big part of our lives. Man, if it wasn't for our family takes care of us, man, and sometimes, you know, in the past, there's been a lot of times where we're like, where is our family? Why, you know, they don't see that we're having a hard time, you know, but that's kind of changed. And also, I think I've grown to realize that, you know, I was wrong about that. You know, a lot of people do support us. Man, the help that we've gotten is, I'm so thankful for that. And, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, that help us get through. But also, like, for me, a big part is, you know, pushing forward with creativity. And I've gone through an evolution of that. You know, I kind of, sometimes that was what got me through a lot. But, you know, I had aspirations that I was going to make a living doing this. And, you know, and I still do, but now it's more like I'm just going to do what I love, and if the money follows, great. If not, I'm good with that too. So I even got to a point, you know, where I was like, why do I even do this art stuff? Like, who cares? Like, I'm not going to make a living doing it. I should just stop. And I kind of did stop in some ways, and I got to a point where I didn't even care anymore. This is kind of within the last couple of years. I let myself get a little bitter about it. And now I'm kind of coming back around where it's like, you know, that whole thing, if you build it, they will come. Well, I'm going to build it. And if they come or not, I'm just going to keep building it, you know, just because it helps me. It's therapeutic. And I just believe in pushing forward and trying to let go of the past things that are negative, you know, and even present stuff, you know, just keep pushing forward with what's good and, you know, trusting God, you know, that he's going to work things out. That's a big part of my life. And, you know, just pushing forward, you know, it's tough, but. And, man, like, all my buddies, you know, like I said, Kenny Keeney just put out a video, and holy crap, the stuff that he's had to go through, and the reason why he hasn't been around, he just got dealt some, you know, proverbial deadly blows, you know. You know, lost his, I don't know if he was married or his girlfriend or what, but, you know, broke up, and lost his job and this and that. And I mean, you can watch the video. He says all about it in the new video on YouTube. Check Kenny Keene's video out. But he's back on the horse. He's like, I love making art, and I love seeing people's faces when I make art for them and things like that. And same thing, you know, he's reevaluating things and pushing forward. And, you know, Kevin Cross has been a huge inspiration, you know, with what he's been going through. Man, life is throwing him some stuff, and he's pushing forward. You know, I can't tell you how inspirational that is, you know, when I see. And, you know, there, people might argue for, you know, don't let that stuff out there, you know, keep your problems to yourself, and, you know, just talk about the good stuff or talk about art. No, screw that. You know, that is the type of stuff that helps me realize that, you know, we're all going through it, and we get, you get support that way. You can help other people that way, you know, and I don't know, I think it's a good thing, you know, we all are in this together, you know, in one way or another, and we can all take care of each other a little bit, even if it's just a word of encouragement, or, you know, throw a couple bucks when you're doing all right the other person's way and buy one of their things, or, you know, whatever you can do, you know, lend a ear, you know. It's whatever it is, you know. And I have a buddy who is in real life and in you know, internet, and, you know, he's been going through another one. Has just been kicked to the curb. Well, I, you know, hit with some really devastating blows, and, you know, it sucks. Like, he's like one of my best friends, if not my best friend, you know. And just, I can't. It's crazy how many people within, you know, I don't know, the last 5 years or whatever, but even just recently, have been just hit with these blows. I mean, Jan from, you know, YouTube, Janimal, I mean, he just went through some crazy stuff. He's still going through it, I guess. So. And it's like a lot of people are in this rebuilding mode, you know, and just trying to push forward. And I just, you know, that's pretty much all with this podcast I wanted to say, you know, is keep going, keep pushing forward. You know, there's a scripture that I'm holding on to, you know, where Paul talks about, you know, I push on forward to the high calling, and, you know, basically let the things behind me fall behind me, you know, just keep pushing forward. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff I'm holding on to, and holding on to the good things, you know, noticing the good things, being thankful for the good things, and, you know, kind of having a smile on your face and pushing forward despite what's going on, you know, and despite the present circumstances. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else I have to say about that. You know, I guess I'll talk a little bit about something else that's where I'm pushing forward. Even if you, and this is maybe a good piece of advice, you know, even if you can't push forward with your project, maybe just push forward with your sketchbook. Maybe just push forward with getting in some learning, you know, or whatever. I don't know, sometimes it's hard to even do that. Sometimes you just need to kind of put things down and work on life things, you know. Sometimes that's how it is. But if you can work on art, you know, and maybe that'll help, you know. And like right now, one of the things I'm doing is I canceled my subscription to Audible, and I started a subscription, because it's about the same price, for Jake Parker and Will Terry and all them, they're you know, I don't know, I guess it's online school, SVS. And, you know, so now I'm doing that. And, you know, it's awesome. I've gone through three video course series so far, and actually I'm going to have to pause it. I'll talk a little bit more about that. All right, so I'm back and on the move. So yeah, there's just, you know, doing that, the whole Jake Parker, you know, SVC stuff, and man, guys and gals, I think I can't say enough about this thing, you know, like and the only issue I'm having is I haven't had a chance to practice any of it because I'm too busy working two jobs and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, I've taken, when I say taking, three courses, it's basically you sign up, it's like $15 a month. I mean, with all the content there, who can beat that? And, you know, they do have live classes that you can participate in, but you get access to everything, the whole everything. For $15 a month, that's like, sign me up. As soon as I heard that, I'm like, I gotta make this happen, and even if I have to cancel my Audible to do it, I'm doing it. Which, to be honest, I probably don't have to cancel my Audible, but it made me feel better to switch one and go to the other, and I don't know. You know, always trying to keep a watch on expenses. But they both serve a similar purpose. I do the Audible so I can learn things to help me do what I want to do. And, you know, I've gotten enough books on that there and learned a ton. And, you know, I'll probably go back if kind of I get through all this stuff and I'm good. I don't know. Because you can cancel at any time and all that stuff. But, you know, this is more specific to what I am trying to learn and do. You know, it all has to do with illustration and comic books. I mean, it's just great. So, like I said, the courses I've taken, what that basically means is, you know, just there's, you know, somewhere from 2 to 3 hours worth of video for at least the ones I've checked out so far. So. And then there is, like, worksheets and things where it's, I guess it's homework, but it's, you know, I guess optional. I do want to do them, and plan to. To me, it's just exercises to learn and practice what I've learned, by listening and watching these videos. And, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, like, if I am not making some crazy level up improvements in my art, you know, within the next few months, then there's something wrong with me, because the stuff I've learned already, I can already see how it's going to hugely impact what I've been doing, you know, hugely, like exponentially. Like, people might want to actually give me money for what I'm doing. But I don't, like, now I don't even care about that. I just want to be a better artist. And, you know, I'm not focusing on any of the business aspects anymore. I'm just making what I love. And if the money follows, it does. If the fans and friends follow, they do. If they don't, then they don't. And to me, it's part of my purpose. Like, I do believe in purpose, I believe, you know, and I don't mean in, like, fortune cookie, like, crazy, like, I am the one sent down from God to, you know, create for all of humankind to be changed forever, you know, although, you know, not, you know, I don't believe that, but I do believe, like, that this is kind of my thing in life, you know, and this is what I have the propensity to do, and I believe there is a spiritual aspect to that, you know, but I'm just going to be another one of the people doing that, and another one of the people who were meant to do that, you know, just like all of you, to me, in my opinion, you know, I think there is some providence involved, but, you know, that's how I look at life. Everybody looks at life differently. I'm certainly not judging anybody. I can see the reasons why people would not believe in the stuff I believe in, and, you know, it is what it is. Although I do really think there's a value, obviously, because I wouldn't have, wouldn't believe it if I didn't believe it, you know? Through and through, so. And I have, it's not just, you know, oh, blind faith, blah, blah, blah. There is reason to it. There's a lot of reason to it. That's one of the fallacies, you know, that people think there's no reason to faith, but it all works together, you know. There's reason, there's faith, there's spiritual, there's physical, and it's all big tapestry. So, anyways, that being said, oh man, I'm just loving these courses right now. I took the how to draw machines and mechanical things, however, I don't know what the exact title is, but basically Jake Parker's class on, or course on, you know, drawing mech, drawing, you know, robots. And, you know, oh man, I learned, I love it. I can't tell you how much, like, because I've tried to figure it out, and I'm not good at, I'm not really good at the mechs yet, and, but now I feel like I have the tools, you know, I have knowledge, I understand it now, and now it's just putting that understanding into practice and getting to a point where I can function with it, you know, in an interesting way. And I love, and I have a story about robots. You know, I've already had one for a while, but I've always said, like, maybe I should get somebody else to draw it, because I don't know how to draw robots very good. Now I'm learning how. There was another course by, I don't remember the guy's name. Sorry, I hate that I don't remember the guy's name, but it's another groundbreaking course teaching me a whole new way to think about drawing from reference, basically. And it's, you know, I've heard this technique before, but I've never dug very deep into it. And now I have. So I can't wait to practice those things. There's another one that I did by Jake Parker again. How to draw just about everything, and he approaches it a different way, and he approaches it more from, you know, drawing from your imagination as opposed to from reference. So it's like now I have those two things to work on, because those two modes have been tricky for me. Like, how I can do, like, reference, but it's a whole different thing than drawing from imagination. And I can do both, but I feel like I need more techniques to be able to oscillate between the two. Sorry, I'm just trying to navigate a little bit here. So, I'm really excited just about what I've learned so far. If all I learned is what I learned from these three courses, it's worth the $14 a month for many months. but now I'm gonna try my best to, I have a tickle in my throat. Hard to talk when I have a tickle in my throat. I'm gonna try my hardest not to take any more courses. And it's tempting, because I have, you know, plenty of time to listen to stuff and whatnot. So, even though it's work time, it's time, you know. But, you know, I'm going to try my best to just not take any more courses until I've put some time in doing some of the workshop parts of it and practicing, because I want to actually learn this stuff, you know. I don't want to, like, learn it in theory, you know, learn the theory of it and then just feel like I've learned it. I want to actually learn it, you know. I want to put it into practice, and I want to level up with my art. So yeah, that's another way you can maybe push forward without, if you're not ready to jump on your own project. But this whole half an hour a day, even if you're not doing the 100 days of making comics, I mean, that thing has helped me, you know. It's like I made a commitment, and I'm trying to, I really want to stick to this commitment. And to me, I feel like it's, if I don't feel passionate about it, I feel like at least it's my job. Like, I feel like I kind of have to. So it's like it's my excuse to work on creative things, you know, at least a little bit today, even though I feel like crap and I feel like worthless and I feel, you know, when I go through those depressing anxiety days when life is throwing crap at me, you know, and I just, you know, can't seem to see the forest for the trees or whatever, you know, I guess that's not what I should have said, like I can't seem to see my way out and I'm getting overwhelmed and things like that. So, you know, I at least do that half hour. And because I've at least done that half an hour, even through those hard days, now when I'm coming out of it, I didn't just let everything go. And now I don't feel like I've just given everything up and I'm in limbo again. And you know, do I, you know, that's when I get into that part of, do I continue doing the 100 Days of Comics, even though I missed a few days, or do I, you know, start something else, start, you know, and then I don't ever get anything done and stop being productive, and that can throw me for months, you know, sometimes, or weeks, or days, at least. I've done that way too many times. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to make progress, you know, even despite whatever crap I'm going through. So that would be my encouragement, you know, spend a little time every day, no matter what. And, you know, obviously there's certain circumstances where you can't, where you just got to be like, I got to focus on life right now. And hopefully I can get back to that, you know, at some point. I know people who are doing that right now. But, you know, when you're ready, you know, push forward somehow, even if you're just filling sketchbooks to get better, you know, do that. Or even if you're just spending a half an hour every day, do that, you know. And let that help you out of your muck too, you know. It helps, you know, it really helps. Just getting things going, whether you feel like it or not, really helps. I feel like I had more things I wanted to say, I think just on a different topic a little bit. But yeah, I'm looking forward to just, another thing, just kind of a little response, and I'll probably talk about it in my 100 Days of Making Comics today when I do my video. But Mike Emirates, who's also doing 100 Days of Making Comics, check him out on YouTube. His stuff is awesome. I'm loving all his artwork he's doing right now. And, you know, he's working on comics and he's working on his, you know, the stuff he has to do for his work. And, but even just the little, you know, he's been doing little square pieces of illustration and coloring them, and they've been looking awesome. Like, I love, love, love it. I can't wait to see more. Every single time I see something, I'm just like, yes, this is awesome. You know, he was talking about fan art on one of his recent videos, and how his relationship with fan art his whole life has been, no, I'm not doing fan art, I don't do fan art, I do original stuff, you know. And I'm kind of putting words in his mouth, I guess, but, you know, check out his video to see what he actually said. Yeah, like, that was kind of his position, you know, more or less, for most of his life, and that's pretty much been my position, too. I never felt like I wanted to do other people's creations. I wanted to make my own creations, and I kind of felt weird if I was drawing other people's stuff sometimes, you know. But now in the last, 5 or so years, I've done more of it because I've realized that, to me, doing fan art is the same as doing like a cover songs when you're a new band, you know, and you do some cover songs and then you throw out an original and do some cover songs, throw out an original, and people start to like your stuff, and it's just a way to get your foot in the door, you know. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. It is copyrighted material, but it's also like cover songs, you can get like, you can pay for like a license or something to do that, and the same thing with fan art. But it's one of those things. I don't want to get into fan art, that aspect of fan art. But I think it's an okay way to kind of get your people to see your stuff and stuff. But, you know, so for me it's been, if anything, the reason why I do it is for promotion and stuff. But I do enjoy it too, you know, and it is fun to play around with stuff you like. But for the most part, you know, I've been doing stuff that I think is going to be popular, that I do like, but is not necessarily my favorite things, you know. But I try to pick stuff that I really dig, but, you know, part of the consideration is this something people will be into or not, you know, because this is more for promotional reasons. But now, again, like, I'm not focusing on the business aspect anymore. You know, I'll set up kind of the business stuff and then just kind of move forward with my passion, which is my art, and let the chips fall where they may. He was talking about how he approaches fan art and almost like it's a spiritual thing. And I get what he's saying. You know, there's kind of a couple different ways people talk about spiritual things. And I think there's kind of a more general thing that almost even an atheist could talk about, you know, where it's like, it has more to do with the subconscious. And I mean, of course, when you get into spiritual things, lines get blurred and all that. But there's certain things that are substantial in a certain way and things that are substantial in a different way. And to me, like, there is, like, you know, because people talk about, like, the spirit of the law, you know. Sometimes you might, like, technically break the law, but you're actually upholding the spirit of the law, you know. And we're talking about little things, obviously. And I don't know, can't think of a specific example, but, well, yeah, I guess I can, you know. The speed limit, for instance. It's weird, you know, it's like, that's the speed limit. 65 in Connecticut is the speed limit. So you shouldn't drive any faster than 65. The truth is, if you drive 65, you're a lot of times you're driving way slower than the rest of traffic. At least 5 miles or more slower than the rest of traffic. You can get pulled over. Technically, you can actually get pulled over and even maybe gotten a ticket for driving this below the speed limit. Because another rule, and I don't know if this is a law or if it's an unwritten rule, but another rule is you need to go with the flow of traffic because it's dangerous if you're going too slow. Supposedly, that's the speed limit, but that's like the speed norm. That's a speed limit is actually a speed norm, you know, for the most part. It's like you're supposed to hover around 65. That's more the spirit of the law, you know. And you're not going to get pulled over for going 70 because that's, you're probably still sometimes going slower than traffic, you know. But then, you know, it gets wishy-washy, you know, how fast can you go or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So that's what I just mean by, you know, the spirit of the law. Like, that's another way of thinking about spirit. And I think with the fan art thing, that's a little closer, you know. I think maybe there's even more spiritual thing to it, but I guess. But he was saying something about, like, a spiritual thing to it, and I think there is, and I haven't analyzed that to understand what that means. But there is like something, it's like you're taking something from that you really love and you're celebrating it, is kind of one way he put it. And that's like, it's almost like giving thanks to the person who created it, because you inspired me and you are awesome. And your thing that you created is awesome. And I don't know, like and I don't know, you don't have to call it spirit. You can call it something else, or spiritual. You can call it something else if you're uncomfortable with that. You know, but I can see that. Like, it's something more within the realm of emotion than it is in the realm of just the mind. Does that make sense? You know? So, that being said, I think there is a different approach that I haven't... That's not been the center of how I've approached fan art. The center of how I've approached fan art is that part is in there, but the center is, you know, can this help get people to know about my stuff and maybe make a little money, you know, because of it. But I'm not going to approach it that way anymore. And that means I'm going to do fan art of things that maybe people aren't so into, you know. I'm going to do my things that I really like. You know, I was doing that before, but I was going with the more popular things of things I really like. You know, like drawing Kylo Ren or drawing, you know, Yoda or, you know, just stuff. I mean, I still end up just doing stuff I like. You know, I did do fan art of Kung Fury characters. I did a bunch of that. You know, that's an indie thing. It's not going to get a lot of views because, you know, even that movie only has like a cult following, which is awesome, I think, but you know, it's not the same as if I draw Deadpool, which I did do that too. But I can, you know, verify that I you know, Deadpool actually is way within the realm of something I would do, because my first comic that really got me into comics was X-Force number one, and that's, you know, from the late New Mutants to the early X-Force ones when Rob Liefeld was doing his thing over there. That's where Deadpool came out of. And so that is totally in the realm of stuff. In fact, after watching Mike's video, I was like, I'm going to do X-Force fan art. Nobody does X-Force fan art besides Deadpool, Cable. And I think that's it. I'm going to do them all. maybe, I don't know. I might do them all, I might not. And I think I might start trying to complete my collection of New Mutants. Like, literally, I'm going to try to get all of the New Mutants, you know, the whole run, because I think it only went up to 100, and so that's a kind of a doable thing. And there's so many awesome, amazing creators who contributed to New Mutants, and I want to dig into it, and it's a fun book, and I think it'll be fun little hobby of mine to start collecting those, and even to the point of getting some of the more expensive first appearances and stuff. I mean, if it's too expensive, I'll just get a fake copy or like a third printing or whatever. I'm cool with that. I mean, I'm not trying to collect it for value's sake. I'm trying to collect it for my personal interest sake, of just reading the comic and having a copy of it. So, I don't know. I mean, that is right at the core and right at the beginnings of where I first got this passion. And I think it would be fun to explore that. I think it would be fun to explore why I grew up and why Rob Liefeld's art, even as much as people hate it, you know, why it appealed to me and why it caused me to... It was the impetus of me getting into all this stuff. And I'll probably do some, like, Youngblood fan art and stuff like that, too. I dig all that. I still dig it. I don't care. I mean, the story sucked. I'll admit that. The drawings, in some ways, sucked, you know. But at the same time, they didn't suck, because to me, I liked them, and I'd still like them, you know. There's something about the way Rob Liefeld puts down lines that is appealing, and it's obvious because it still works, you know. He still, you know, people buy the stuff when his artwork is on the cover. There's something to it, whether you like it, you know, or not, and I agree. The anatomy's all screwed up, you know, the stuff is unrealistic, his tech is, like, ridiculous. But I kind of like his, it's like Kirby tech. Kirby tech doesn't make any sense, but I love it, it's so fun. And his same with Rob's. So anyways, I'm not trying to be an apologist for Rob. You know, he's done plenty to besmirch his own name. Even to the point of just kind of being an arrogant, annoying person sometimes. But at the same time, he's been a very passionate, interesting person for me. So that, like, to me, that it's like I kind of forgive the parts that are annoying. I guess it is what it is. We're fans of what we're fans of. So, but how popular is that? Well, in the community that I'm talking to right now, and in the art, you know, a lot of artists, well, you guys probably won't like it. But I'm doing it for me. So, because like I said, it's a spiritual thing, and I think I can learn from that, you know, do my own version of it with better anatomy, maybe, or, you know, not that I'm all that great at anatomy either, but, you know, kind of put my own take on it and also learn what it is that caused me to like those things. Why is that? Does that appeal to me? I mean, what is it, you know? And I think examining good art, good writing is valuable, and examining bad art and bad writing is also sometimes even more valuable, you know, in some ways. And always pushing to be a better artist and writer yourself is always my intention and desire. So yeah, there's that. So fan art, I'm gonna start messing around with that. I also have a series of I'm going to do my top 10 favorite MCs, and so I'm going to be working on that. And I've got a lot of other things that I think are going to be fun that I'm going to do on YouTube, and also just art that I'm going to make, and hopefully other people will dig it. And people who do, I mean, there is a lot of people who do dig Rob Liefeld's stuff, and still to this day, so so rude. He is one of those artists who, you know, a lot of people love and a lot of people hate. So, you know, hopefully I don't get the hate and I only get some of the love. But we'll see. Who cares? You know, I'm going to do me, you know. So, I guess that's it. I am going to do more fan art just for fun, just for the love. But I'm also going to be doing, I mean, I'm doing my own comic, and I'm really happy with the progress with that. I really wish I was making more progress with it. I want to go faster, but I'm kind of right at the pace that I expected. When I evaluated it realistically. So, you know, I'm writing these stories. I'm on the seventh story. I'm about to probably close that story up today. At least, you know, the rough draft version of the writing. And I'll move on to story number 8. Keep knocking them down till I get to 12, and then do another pass over the writing. And at some point get to the point where I've got a pretty full script, meaning everything's mapped out across the amount of pages it's going to be. 5 pages. Hopefully 5 pages, more or less, for each story. And there probably will be like a beginning and an end part that will kind of encompass the whole, all 12 stories. So, you know, in some ways it's almost like it's going to be 13 or 14 stories, but kind of the 12th story is the overall thing that touches throughout the book, the story. So I'm happy with that. I did a little concept art, but I'm trying to mostly stick to writing. When I have bad days, I end up doing, you know, concept art for Attack of the Lizard Brain, because that's, like, kind of easier, you know, something I can just play around with, because there's a lot of creatures, you know, a lot of monster type creatures in that, so I have to just, you know, create them. And yeah, so that's it, I guess. There's probably other updates, but I can get into it another time, and this is probably at this point going long. So yeah, one thing I'm really excited about is now that I've recorded this, I can shoot it right to YouTube right away, and I'll put it privately, but through this app, I found out I can upload it straight to YouTube, so that's really cool. And what's this app called? It's something, it's got like a generic name, voice recorder or something. I don't want to jump out of it and jump back in because I'm afraid it'll stop recording. But yeah, that's about it, guys and gals. I really appreciate you listening. You guys rock. MarshMakesArt.com, DrJawProjects.com, that's where you can find me. All the social media stuff is me at MarshMakesArt. Feel like throwing a tip my way monthly, patreon.com/marshmakesart. If you feel like buying any of my stuff, storenv.com, marshmakesart. Or just, you know, you can go to the site, click on shop. But again, you know, I'm mentioning it, letting you know as a service, you know, because if you do dig my stuff and feel like, oh man, I really kind of want to get some of his art or get a print from him or something, you know, I make it available, you know, but, and it helps make this thing more sustainable. And, you know, I do have goals. I want to, you know, get some more equipment, you know, and stuff that'll help me do all this stuff easier and better, and maybe eventually make a living. But that's secondary. First of all is the art. So, yeah. But if you're going through it, you know, if you're going through struggles, man, I totally understand. I sympathize. I empathize. I know what it's like. I'm going through it, too. You're not alone. Hit me up if you ever need, some prayer, or, like, if you believe in that, or if you just need an ear. I'm not the type of, you know, believer or whatever in God who's gonna, like, you know, try to hit you over the head with scripture or anything. I'm happy to just be there, be an ear, you know, and be an understanding friend. That's all. I'm actually just more comfortable doing that than anything. So